Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I
want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpa, grandma, nana, papi, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. Well, we want to thank you for letting us come into your home. Now, of course, this is a really hot summer day, and I know that we normally say warm, but we're saying warm because you're so comfortable, but it is really hot. I know, Starfish, you must be feeling really good because you're in the water all the time.
I certainly am. It is nice and cool and refreshing. Fresh. That reminds me of what we're going to talk about. Fresh start, fresh new day, going back to school.
You are so right, and we want to let the boys and girls know that this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour with Starfish and the Blake Radio Network. And it is a fresh day. A lot of you are in fresh water. Fish, is that a little joke there, Starfish?
Yes, it is, Aunt Jewel.
And it is a fresh day because a lot of you are starting school, if you didn't already start in August. But a lot of you are starting this week. And, of course, when you're starting something new, it is new experience, and sometimes you might be a little afraid about how it will be.
Exactly. Some may feel excited about meeting new friends, meeting their new teachers, but some may feel a little sad that summer's over and they miss their old classroom with their old teachers. But have no fear. Your classroom is probably right down the hall, and you can visit anytime. I'm sure your old teacher will be glad for you to make a visit and also talk to the younger kids and tell them how that grade is.
Right, because Starfish, when you do that, that's going to make you feel a little easier in having a new experience. But it doesn't mean, and Starfish, you certainly know that because there's always a huge school of friends in your water, that it doesn't mean that you're going to forget your friends that you already know, the ones that you had that were your classmates last year, or even your friends that you had at your home, in your community, or even at your church. You're not going to forget them, right, Starfish?
Of course not. You can never forget them. And going back to school is filled with many, many new and big challenges and exciting things. Some may be going to kindergarten, which is big and scary, but exciting at the same time. Some may be the oldest one and now middle school, and being the fifth or sixth graders and the people on top and the kids who know what to do. Some may be new freshmen in high school. There's all different levels and different roles. But what the great thing about it is you're not in it alone. You have other friends, other classmates who are going through the same thing.
You certainly do. And one of the things that is really great, especially if this is your first time going back to early school, is you have nap time. And nap time is very similar to bedtime. Right, Starfish?
Exactly. It's just a little shorter, but you just get as much rest, and then you wake up feeling refreshed.
Yes, you do, and you may be seeing daylight instead of nighttime, but It's all great, and it's a good time to be able to relax and energize yourself for either the new day or either the remainder of the day. So we want to start off with a song because we are going to be talking about school days. Do you have a song, Starfish, that starts with school days with the Cedarmont kids? Would you like
Of course. Because this is starting our new fall school year, we have wonderful new songs for you, boys and girls.
Starfish, I forgot. We are
our checklist.
Yes.
Of course. I know we had so much fun in the summer, and we were very strict and we were disciplined because we still had our bedtime list, even though we still had fun at the same time, which can both happen. So we continue that list, and we can also share it with our friends. Boys and girls, let's go over our bedtime list. Brush your teeth, but before you brush your teeth, you must clean up your toys. Make sure your belly is full from scrumptious dinner that mommy made for you. After you clean up your toys and your belly's all full, then you can go take a bath with all your favorite toys. And, of course, Rubber Ducky. Once you're nice and clean and fresh, brush your teeth, take out your favorite PJs, wash your face, and snuggle up with Grandpa and Grandma, aunts or uncles, mommy or daddy, and big siblings. Boys and girls, this is our bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Everyone's all ready. The list is checked.
And as we said before, starfish, it's so important that we have this bedtime list because, you know, during the summer, I bet you boys and girls and moms and dads, things were a lot more relaxed because you didn't have to follow a schedule. And that's why it's so important, starfish, to be able to have this bedtime list so now that we can get back on our regular routine.
Exactly.
And this will let you know when you have a routine and when you have a schedule, you now know what's going to happen. And when you know what's going to happen, starfish, what do you think happens?
It happens.
Right. You don't have to be worrying about what's going to happen next because you get an opportunity. You know ahead of time. You know what to prepare for. You know what to get. Because if you didn't know it was bedtime, you might go and get some food for your dog so he could eat because you didn't know whether it was time to go to bed. Or you might go and get your bicycle because you want to go and ride it. You didn't know that maybe it was time to go to bed. So, starfish, that's why having a schedule and having a list can help prepare you.
Exactly. It helps put things in order, just like your toys.
Certainly, and that's why when you know that you have to get ready to go to school or you have to get ready to go to bed and you've got to get your pajamas on, you may think, what do I do? Well, this takes that out of, takes the worry out of you. And we'll have a book that's going to be called Felix and the Warrior. Because why? Because we're going to go to school. And starfish, why don't we let the kids know what school is all about? School day might be something that might let the kids, give them kind of a clue on what they can expect for school day.
School day is great. Would you like for me to play a song?
I certainly would, because, you know, that would at least prepare me for getting ready for this book because Felix is a warrior. And you know what happens with warriors? They get so excited and they start to worry. And the song will probably help maybe relax them a little bit before we...
All right. Jewel, can you let the boys and girls who the artist is?
Yes. Well, this is called School Days, and it's by the Cedarmont Kids. Boys and girls, when you've listened to Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, you've heard about the Cedarmont Kids. They know exactly what to do to help relax you.
We love the Cedarmont Kids. They are so much fun. Here we go, boys and girls, Cedarmont Kids.
What school day is about. So now you know what you're going to see when you go to that classroom and you go to that big building that's so warm and friendly, because the teacher's going to be there with a smile.
Exactly. And they may even be singing a song.
Definitely. And getting new friends. But I know that, boys and girls, because today is Sunday, that a lot of you are real concerned, maybe even worried about how will it be for tomorrow. But now, coming to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, you are going to be so prepared by the end of the show. Don't you think so, Starfish?
I know so.
Well, when you are worried or concerned, sometimes it might be that you might not like how your hair is, you might not even like your clothes, or you might not like that you have a spot on your tooth, or you might not like how, we're not really sure. You just have all these concerns. And this is what this book is about. This is called Felix and the Worrier. Now, it is by Rosemary Wells. And the publisher is the Candlewick Press. Now, a lot of these stories that we've been reading to you, boys and girls, come from the publisher, Candlewick Press. Now, do you have your favorite pillow? Okay, Tony, I know you already have those Spider-Man pajamas on. And look at Casey. Casey's all ready. And there's Starfish. There's Duncan. I bet you Duncan already has his bottle. He's getting ready. Now, Felix's mama buttons Felix into his pajamas and told him his story. She gave Felix his mighty bite and made sure all his animals were under the cover. Felix floated into dreamland on clouds of happiness. But when all the world lay fast asleep, someone tapped on Felix's window. It was the Worrier. Oh, no. Oh, no. The Worrier hopped right in and sat down. "I'm worried about that little black spot on your tooth," he said. Felix's clouds of happiness disappeared. Felix and the Worrier worried about the little black spot on Felix's tooth until the morning sun rose in the sky. "Bye-bye," said the Worrier. Now, before breakfast, Felix told his mommy about the little black spot. Felix's mommy looked very carefully. "Every tooth is as white as snow," she said. "My little buttercup, you have worried for nothing." Now, Felix did not see the Worrier all day. Now, at bedtime, Felix drank his mighty fight. "Tomorrow is the play school picnic in the park," said Felix's mama. "It will be such fun." But in the middle of the night, tap, tap, tap.
"Don't forget," whispered the Worrier. "Bruno and the big boys want to pull you down and throw you in the tree."
Felix worried about Bruno and the big boys all night long. Now, on the way to the park, Felix told his mommy about Bruno and the pants and they're going to throw him in the tree. But Bruno and the big boy were nowhere in sight. "You worry too much, my little firefly," said Felix's mama. "Tomorrow is going to be your birthday," said Felix's mama. "And are you worried about anything?"
"No," said Felix. "I'm not worried." "Really?" asked his mama. "Really, really, really," said Felix. But in the wee hour, Felix had a visitor.
"Supposing somebody comes to your birthday party," said the Worrier.
"Supposing you get presents you don't like, toys that do scary things, books too hard to read, clothes that don't fit. Anything can happen."
Suddenly, Felix heard a funny noise.
"Wow, wow, wow," went the noise.
noise worries me," said the warrior. "I'm not going to worry," said Felix. "I'm going to find out what that noise is." Oh, boys and girls. Woo. In the kitchen was a mysterious birthday box. "Wow, wow, wow," said Rufus from inside the box. Felix, open the box. Oh, no, said the warrior. "Dogs worry me more than anything in the world." The warrior jumped into the night sky and went to worry somebody else. Felix and Rufus slept on clouds of birthday happiness together. The end.
Wow.
Wow.
Exactly.
I think it was a little scary for Felix, and the warrior didn't help him at all, because the warrior was doing things to make him worry.
Exactly, and worrying doesn't give you anything.
But what was so precious, Starfish, is mommies know what to do. And she provided, and for his birthday, he got a dog, Rufus.
That is very special.
So he didn't have to worry anymore, and we will see. Maybe that's something that happens to you boys and girls out there, that you're so nervous and so concerned. But one of the things that was so good about this is that he told his mommy why he was worried. And for his birthday, he ends up getting something to help him with this worriedness. And there he is, sleep in his bed with the doggy on his bed, and they're both asleep. And the warrior had to leave because it wouldn't work. There's nothing that he could do to upset or worry Felix.
Exactly. It made him very at ease and in peace.
You are so right. And that's what we're trying to do for the boys and girls out there, so that they could be real comfortable tomorrow when they go to school. And they won't be worried either.
Exactly. We certainly don't want any worries.
No, we don't. And I think that some of you will be going on a school bus in the morning, and that might be a little concerning for some of you, too. You may think, how is it going to be? Will I make any friends?
So many questions you can ask. Where is the new class? What if I get lost? What if I don't like what they're making at school for lunch?
Or when you get on the school bus, who do I sit next to? Am I supposed to sit next to someone? What if that person doesn't want me to sit there? What if there's no room on the school bus, Starfish?
Exactly. But boys and girls, that's why we're talking about it today, so you can ask all these questions to your mommies and daddies, your grandma and grandpa, and they will definitely assure you that you have nothing to worry about. You're going to be okay.
I think that you're quite right, and the reason why I think you're quite right, because Starfish, you always have a song to play to help the boys and girls relax and let them know that you're not the only one that think about that. And just like mommy came to Felix rescue, we may have someone in this song who will come to the rescue for you when you go to school for the first time, or maybe you might be returning back to school. You'll have somebody right there for you too.
That is Making Friends by the Westerville City School.
It's a school bus friend by Tessa.
Okay. Here we go, boys and girls. We have so many songs for tonight about school. It's just so exciting. School Bus Friends by Tessa.
I want to tell you all friends. We like
on the school bus on our way to school. Playing, laughing, and singing a song. Sharing stories too. It's really cool. I want to tell you all about my school bus friends. We like spending our time together. Drumming. Natalie has a big heart. Rachel knows all of the movies. And Simon is really smart. I'm hanging out with my friends on the school bus on our way to school. Playing, laughing, and singing a song. Sharing stories too. It's really cool. I'm hanging out with my friends on the school bus on our way to school. Playing, laughing, and singing a song. Sharing stories too. It's really cool. It's really cool.
It's so cool.
It certainly is, Starfish, and the reason why it's so cool is because this time we had someone who's been riding on the school bus, so she knows exactly how it is. And you'll have so many friends on there, and you'll know who is the one that's smart, who is the one that's talkative, who is the one that's always doing jokes, and who's the one that's always bringing something really interesting. So that will be fun to be able to find out. And I know, boys and girls, you will be able to have your own list on the school friends that you'll meet on the school bus.
Exactly. It's so exciting.
I think that some of the boys and girls will say, I'm thrilled that we have this to make it feel really easier for me when I go to school. But Starfish, did we play the bedtime, the bath time song for the kids to make sure that they're ready?
No, how can we have forgotten?
I know, here we are, we're talking about making a list and making sure that you're able to check off things, and we forgot. That's the summertime, you don't have a list, and so we have to get used to it too, boys and girls. So, boys and girls, some of you probably already have taken your bath, but for those who didn't, we better play that bath time song so it will make it easier for moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandpa and grandma.
Everyone gets fresh, fresh, and clean. Here we go.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. Tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub. Every part of me, it's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Hey, the water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles.
Are. And I bet you the boys and girls are squeaky clean too, don't you think?
I think so too.
Well, moving right along, because we have to get ready to prepare for bed, I think you have a real special story to share. Because like what we said before, sometimes going to school you might feel, what will happen to my friends behind? How many friends can I have? And, what would happen if they weren't my friends anymore? Because I don't want to have more friends, because maybe that will make the other person feel jealous or mad, or doesn't want to be my friend anymore, or just lots of questions. So, Starfish, you were telling me that you had this book that you could read a story, because this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories at Blake Radio Network, to talk to the kids about what it would mean if you stop having some of your friends not be your friend anymore.
That would be so sad. And that brings me to the story that I'm going to read for you, boys and girls. It's called Without You by Genevieve Coat. The publisher is Kids Can Press. Here we go, boys and girls. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have your favorite PJs on. Have your favorite snuggly.
I do.
And your stuffed animal.
Yes.
Here we go, boys and girls. Stop! You're going too fast. Step back. This is a racetrack. You're so careless. You fuss over any little mess. I don't want to play with you anymore. Fine. I won't miss you at all. Well, I can read a book without you. And I can cook without you. I can dress up without you. Oink, oink, I can go to the park without you. I can paint a sunset without you. I can play the trumpet without you. But my book is funnier when I read it with you. As Rabbit is reading, Piggy's dressing up as a character. And the cookie tastes better when I share them with you. I can put on a magic show when I'm with you. I can score a goal when I'm with you. My colors are brighter when I paint you. Oink, oink, my music is sweeter when I play it for you. A wagon can be an airplane when I'm in it with you. Together, we can fly, me and you. the end.
That was lovely, lovely story, because I know that boys and girls and starfish, that sometimes we have people that are very, very best friends, and sometimes we say things or tell them things that might not be nice.
Exactly. And having someone with you to go through that stress or the worries, it makes everything so much better.
And it kind of lets you know that if you do have a falling out, or if you are two very different types of people, one's a pig and one's a rabbit, which might happen when you meet friends for going to school, that you can be able to work it out.
That is certainly true. Anyone could work anything out.
And sometimes friendships might mean that you might do things that are very different, but you're able to share it, so that's what you're going to find out when you go to school and have friends.
Exactly. You might have certain challenges on some days, but you have to look at the whole picture. You're in it together, you're going to win together, and you're going to learn together.
Right, that is so true. And I know that the boys and girls are so looking forward to going to school, because we've done so many wonderful things for them, and they might be getting a little tired. So we want to make sure that we do our bedtime stories for them, and then we'll play, of course, our favorite song for when they do, oh my goodness, fall asleep. This book.
Our favorite bedtime song.
Right. This book is called Bedtime Bunnies, and it's by Wendy Watson. And, of course, by the Mifflin Harcourt Clarion Books. Bedtime Bunnies. They skip, they scamper, they scurry, they hop. Chomp, munch, gumble, gobble, crunch. Sip, slurp, guzzle, gloop. Squirt, scrub, splutter, spit. Swish, slosh, bubble, splash. Pop, zip, button, snap. Giggle, wiggle, snuggle, squeeze. Climb, bounce, jump, thump. Dearie, darling, cuddle, hug. Quiet, shh, hush. Good night, bunnies. Good night, boys and girls. I still see some of you even yawning. Good night. The end. I think, Starfish, we probably should play that yawning song with some of the kids who are trying to fight it.
Boys and girls, don't fight it. Let it out. We love yawning. Here we go, boys and girls.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I,
something to wake us up. Mexican headband.
I feel energized again.
I know. And you know, Starfish, I think we still have some boys and girls that still haven't gone to sleep. Duncan's still wide awake. And there is, oh my goodness, Mason, he's wide awake. And Starfish, I bet you probably know somebody in California that's still wide awake.
Oh, yes, many. I know little Blakey's wide awake. And Salad, you're trying to fight it. Your eyes are falling asleep, but you want to stay up and listen to the stories.
So I think I might have to read one more bedtime story. Do you think maybe that would do it?
I think it will.
Okay, well, I have a book. I just so happen to have one more, boys and girls, for Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. It's called Catching the Moon by Myla Goldberg. And it is published by the Scholastic Books. So, Starfish, do you think maybe we should read this song? Because we still have some boys and girls who, even though they hear the clock is ticking and chiming, they still want to. Their eyes are still wide awake. Here it goes. Now, hardly anyone noticed when the fisherman woman started fishing at night. Now, in the morning, she would be so worn out that she could barely bait her hook. Now, the fisherman figured she was growing old. Now night followed night, and the man in the moon began to worry. She must be getting terribly hungry, fishing like that, he fretted. Now as she sat beneath the moon bright sky, the fisherwoman felt a tug on her line. Skunk feathers she crumbled when she saw what she had caught. If it was something else I was after, I'd be out in the boat and not perched here like some nightcrawler. But that didn't stop her from cooking up a steaming pot of lobster stew. Now, everyone knows that one night each month there is no moon. Now, from Iowa to India, the sky is dark, now save for its starlight freckles. Now, on those nights, the fisherwoman stayed in her shack and brewed her green tea, and the man in the moon put on his traveling hat. She was not one for entertaining guests. What is it? She grumbled to the round-faced man who appeared at the door. Sea cucumber sandwich, he gleamed in reply. She didn't plan to let him in. She didn't expect to nibble his sandwich. And she certainly didn't suppose she'd find them so delicious. As it happened, she and her visitor shared a fondness for tea. Why is your house so full of holes? He asked, as the tide rushed in to soak the floor. Who on earth wears nighttime sunglasses? She answered. Just then a wave came crashing through the door, soaking their shoes, upsetting the table, and knocking the kettle and cups to the floor. my tea," cried the fisherwoman. "My heavens," cried her guests, "I'm afraid I've caused a mess." Even the tide could not erase the trail of luminous footprints her visitor left behind. A month passed. By night, the fisherwoman cast her line into the moon's reflection, reeling in a new kettle and two china teacups and crumbling all the while. By day, the fishermen shook their head. Sure she'd become old and sea-aided. The fisherwoman paid them no mind. Now, on the next month, the moonless night, the fisherwoman was brewing black tea where there was a knock at the door. "What is it?" she asked, peering through the luminous keyhole.
"Moonbyes,"
came the shiny reply. Through mouths sticking with marshmallows, they talked of seaweed and sailfish, current and carp. "Any luck fishing?" asked her guest. But the fisherwoman shook her head. "Have you tried tracing your mouth for a worm?" he offered. "A worm?" The fisherwoman tittered. "A worm?" She squeaked and coughed. Her shoulders shook, her chin quivered, and she almost fell out of her chair. "What use is a worm for the likes of the moon, who is made out of nothing but cheese?" "You mean," gasped her guest, who turned paler still, "that you aren't ailing for fish?" And so she confessed that no one had guessed. She spoke of the troublesome tide. "Every day it nibbles the pier and checks, carrying bits and pieces back out to the sea." "High tide is a greedy gut," she cried. "It won't stop gobbling until our shacks and our piers are nothing but wormy old driftwood." The fisherwoman knew that the moon controlled the tides. "Now, with my trusty mouth and his nose for cheese, I'm sure to hook the man in the moon. And once I do, I won't throw him back, and he'll agree to keep high tides away." Her bright-eyed guest was very impressed, but he did not share her fondness for fishing hooks. The fisherwoman thought his face looked awfully familiar. Another month passed with not a nibble from the moon, but the fisherwoman did catch some very peculiar paint for the first time. She whistled as she walked down her dock. Her catch clanked and clanked at her side. The next night, rather than fish by moonlight, the fisherwoman painted her shack moonbeam. Moonbeam keeping away the tide, she sang as her wall took on a familiar glow. "Thank you," she called up to the man in the moon, but of course he couldn't hear her. The next moonless night, the fisherwoman opened her door before her friend had even docked his boat. "Yellow tea," she asked with a smile. "I've brought the coral honey," he beamed. Now perhaps the honey combined with the calmness of the sea, or maybe it was the kettle and the wash of a warm voice, but that night tea was the best they'd ever tasted. Now, since that grand moonlight, turtle babies have grown up to lay eggs on their own. Dolphins have swum up to the valley and back, and hermit crabs had shed their shell too many times to count. Now, generations of salmon have swum upstream. Sharks have lost and regrown clutches of teeth, and an amazing thing had happened. High tide had been kept away for so long that the fishing shacks now calm an island of their own. Now there the soft glow made the moon or the sky seemed a little less big and the earth seemed a little less small. "Hello," said the fisherwoman, called to the moon each night that he's in the sky. "Maybe he can hear her after all." The end.
How exciting.
Isn't that something? I think she didn't know who was her special guest, Starfish.
Exactly. She did not even know.
And boys and girls and moms and dads and those are still asleep or those are still awake, did you know that her special guest was the moon?
Did you know?
I
boys and girls?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Starfish, I think that we have some boys and girls that are already fast asleep. And you know what that means when moms and dads see children fast asleep and they have already let go of that really snuggle hug from their teddy bear. They've loosened it up. Or they may have even dropped their fire truck. And they played that song that we all love to hear. That's just like a star, because without a moon, we couldn't have stars.
Of course. We cannot go finish the evening without Just Like the Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
You are so right.
Just like a star across my sky.
It is, boys and girls.
Just like an angel on the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel a song in my heart. just like oil on my hands.
Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories with Starfish from Blake Radio Network.
And boys and girls, tell us. We love to hear what your thoughts are on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories at gmail.com. Tell us what makes a great teacher. And tell us about your teacher, your new teacher that you have, and your new class. We love to hear your words, and we love to hear your stories.
I think that they'll have a lot of information to share with you for next Sunday, because they will have made friends at school, because we help them to be able to make friends. So they'll be able to talk to us about why their teacher was so good to them when they went to classroom and what the teacher taught them when they went to the class.
There certainly won't be any worrying there.
You're exactly right. And the next day, they'll be so excited and so full of energy to go back to school and have made new friends on the school bus that we won't even have to play a song like what we did before.
You are so right, Aunt Jewel.
Because now they will find that they can have friends at home and friends at school because they are so ready to be able to share the things that they've learned, the toys that they have, the games that they play. Because you know when you go out in the playground, you don't want to be by yourself.
Exactly. Friends are the best.
And that's so exciting to share with your mother, to tell your mom or your dad or your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, what you learned at school or what you did at school. We just want to make sure that you're prepared and that next week you'll come and join us again to find out how is school and what you've learned. And we'll even have a teacher right here on the air to talk to you. And you can even ask her questions about school.
That's going to be so exciting. A real live teacher.
We already hear the times again, so boys and girls, you must know that it will be time in very shortly that we'll be seeing you off. And for all the kids who are already in the East Coast who've already signed off and went to sleep, and all the kids who are already going, and we know that some of the moms and dads have already set their eyes and are sleeping too, and probably the only ones that are up right now, Starfish, are Papa the dog or Pharaoh the cat.
I agree.
So we want to make sure that we say goodnight. So goodnight, Starfish. Thank you so much for co-hosting the Aunt Jewel Bedtime. Boys and girls, see you later, because we got a phone to answer. Good night. Thank you.
Have a friend with us.
Her too.
You got a friend
oh,
in me.
Oh, new friend.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Too.
You got a friend in me. you got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together to see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by,
but don't worry,
a friendship will never die.
Lots of friends.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
Yeah, that's the starfish.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You only have a friend in me. Good night, boys and girls.
Good night, boys and girls, and good night, starfish. And good night.
Good night, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, good night. And good night, Grandpa.